good Monday afternoon. My guest today was going to be Fred Malone. We were going to be talking about Malabar Farm. Yeah. But he said in the last hour or so something hit him, and he is not able to get away from the porcelain throne, let's say. My guest today is Terry.
Yeah.
Terry Tackett.
Yeah.
And we don't know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
we're just going to talk.
We might end up being all over the place. So if we are, then
we'll talk about something.
Yeah.
How's your day been?
Great. Yours?
You were saying, pretty good. Real good.
Yeah.
Had a great weekend.
Yeah.
A little wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like we can get away from this.
Seems like Saturday, hopefully, is a light at the end of the tunnel here. Maybe a nice 80-degree day Saturday. So.
Yeah. There we go. Finally. So. It's about time.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone's probably ready for summer, and you know.
Oh, I know I am.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember having summers once upon a time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. 84 and 7 years. Oh.
Well, Terry, let's come up with something to talk about here specifically.
Yeah.
Let's see. The streets in Marion.
Yeah.
I mean, what a mess! All the one-way streets.
All the construction, and you know. And
people
things.
Talk about. Changing it, but nobody's actually done anything about
right.
it in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I seen a lot of paving and things like that going on and stuff. So it seems like they're trying to make an effort, but it seems like sometimes starting from 23 on, you know, that one spot there where it goes down to, you know, it's a real tight, like a one lane, you know, it just seems like that's you have a lot of trouble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually I'm sure the project will be done, but right now it's just it's kind of a nightmare, you know, getting around and things like that. So
yeah, of course, last week I had on who did I have on last week? I had on the County Board of DD, and of course their bond levy went down.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah. What's I was going to ask what Mike? What why do people not support that? In your opinion?
Well.
I mean, because that's one that I think you should always support.
I think part of it is there are so many taxes that we have no control
just,
over.
They're just tired of taxes.
And this is one that people can, you know, have their say on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because, you know.
But, man, all the services and stuff that they do. You know, great, you know.
All the folks that they help. It's just sad that, I mean, it was very close.
Yeah.
It was like 20-some votes, I think, difference.
Yeah.
So, excuse me.
I don't know. I was just a little disappointed, you know, that it went down. But I understand the reasoning. It just,
yeah.
just a little.
That's what I think is the reason. It's one that people can actually. I don't live in Marion County.
Yeah, same
so,
here. Yeah. Right.
I didn't have any say on that one, but indirectly it affects me because, of course, my full time position is with Marca, which is one of the providers for the Board of DD. And
well, I mean, even like I say, the services that they provide the community, you know, as far as that paper shredding and all that kind of stuff.
No, that's through Marca.
They do. I'm sure other stuff you would probably know more about, you know, but just some of the things I've heard you talk about. My goodness, man. I mean, you know, they provide employment for the, you know, for the, that's, you know, for those folks. And that's great.
Yeah. And the Board of DD doesn't just work through Marca. I mean, Marca is just, like I said, one of the providers.
It's one of the entities or whatever.
One of the providers.
Right, right.
And there are others like RAM.
Okay.
They work through RAM, and there are others in the community. Life Builders is a new one, just came into the community recently.
You see, I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay.
So.
And it's.
I mean, from your aspect, I mean, what do they do? I know they provide transportation and stuff, and then.
Well, they don't provide transportation anymore.
Okay.
That's through a private company.
Okay.
A couple of private companies actually, and through the RAM.
Is it more of an employment set, or is it school, or is it? Is it
the Board of DD goes out and works with folks. Places them, helps them to get placed in places like Marca.
Okay.
Of course, then Marca will help with employment and things like that.
Okay.
And they do a lot of building the people up so that they have more self-confidence.
Gotcha.
And they can go out into the workplace in many cases. Now, there are some that are just going to stay at Marca. They're happy working there. And
sure.
And that's That's wonderful.
And they choose to do it just, you know, a long time.
They have the right to do that. They can make their own choices on those things.
Okay.
excuse me.
Yeah, like I say, because, I mean, some of the things that they do is just absolutely amazing. Like I say, I mean, it's...
Well, I wish some people would ask to tour Mark.
Oh, you know, I was just going to say that. But I think I'd like to do that sometime and just actually see firsthand, you know, what they...
Well, some of the jobs, like you said, they're shredding, and there are two types of shredding.
Mm-hmm.
One is the shredding there on the market grounds where you can bring the paper in.
Okay.
Or if you have boxes of paper... We have a box truck. We can come pick that up and bring it back.
Now, is that, Mike, is that a service that they offer all the time, the shredding? Or, I mean, just only certain times? Or?
Well, when we have individuals working from about 9 in the morning till, I think,
no,
2
but
or
I mean,
30.
I mean, like, they could do that every day, right?
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's because some places, you know, like you see these places that tell you to drop it off just only on certain,
mm-hmm.
certain days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we ask that you not leave it. But dropped off in front of the door. But
the truck that can go out as well.
Yes, I drive that truck actually right now.
Okay.
We're looking for a CDL driver to replace me, so I'm not driving the truck anymore. But it's amazing, that truck, all the equipment's right there.
Yeah.
You put the paper into the what's called a tote.
Okay.
There's a thing that clamps the tote, takes it up, dumps it into a hopper. Then the hopper, at the bottom of the hopper is a shredder, and it shreds the paper and puts it into the back end of the truck. And then we take it to a local recycler here, and you probably know who I'm talking about. And we get so much per ton for that paper.
Oh, that's good. And then, you know, I'm sure it's used for a multitude of, you know,
well, sure,
of things.
Well, sure.
So, yeah.
And the paper that's done at Marka, that's mm-hmm. shredded at Marka,
yeah.
is baled.
Okay.
And we have a company from Columbus, and I can't think of the name of that company, that buys the bales, and they recycle them into things like toilet paper and paper towels and all kinds
wow.
of items.
So,
I mean, it's pretty amazing what we do there with,
so,
with
so
just
the whole
shredding.
Process is just a, you know, it's just a neat whole
it is
you know,
it is
process.
I had never been around that kind of thing before, and once I started working there, I was just amazed at that whole process.
Well, I'm kind of fascinated in that aspect, in that end of business and stuff, because my nephew graduated from Miami of Ohio, and he has a paper science degree.
Okay.
And so one of the companies that he interned with and actually ended up hiring him is Wausau Paper. So he's out now in Oklahoma. They just opened a big facility out there. He's out there running that for him. So
oh, that's
and
great.
Getting it off the ground, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah.
But other than the paper shredding, there are other things as well. We have some of the local companies. You know, if you buy something you have to assemble yourself,
mm-hmm.
there'll be a bolt package in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there will be trays that will have a place for each of the bolts, each of the nuts, each of the washers,
screws.
Each of everything.
Yeah.
And they match those up, put them in those trays, and dump them into bags.
Okay.
And that's quite a
wow.
Quite
that's a nice
too.
Undertaking there too. Yeah, that's a.
And we're now also washing bins for a, I believe it's a pharmaceutical company.
Okay.
So we have a dishwasher there,
and
several people get paid for running those through the dishwasher, stacking them, and so on.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Like I say, that whole campus out there is just—it's really nice. I mean, you know, just that whole facility is.
Yeah, it's just amazing, and working in that area, you fall in love with the folks.
Yeah.
You really do.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've lost since I've been there. There have been a few that have passed away, and,
sure.
and I felt it. I mean,
sure,
it hurt. It was like
no, I
family.
Mean, you take it personally, you know, because
yeah.
you interact with them so much on a daily basis, you know, that
right.
that you get familiar with them. You know what their likes and what they don't mm-hmm. like, you know, things like that.
Oh,
you know.
And the teasing.
Oh,
I tell you what,
I'm sure.
We tease each other back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mercifully. That's crazy for me to say.
I
huh?
got some friends of mine that that bowl in that Handy Capable League out there at Southland.
Oh yeah, at Cooper's.
Yeah,
Cooper's,
yeah. I call yeah. Southland still. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I got some friends of mine, and so once in a while I'll pop out there and watch them on a Saturday. You know, mm-hmm. if I'm off or something, and it's the same thing out there. They'll tease me about my bowling and I, you know,
yeah,
and stuff
sure.
like that. You know, because There's been numerous times.
Every human being deserves to be respected, you know, even if you don't agree with some of their ideas or so on. And that includes our president. That includes employers.
I love it when those guys, you know, when I say those guys, I mean it, you know, the guys and gals in that league. I mean, they have bowl and a strike. They have more fun. Mm-hmm. Celebrating that strike.
Oh, yes. And I hear about it on Monday when they come back after that Saturday.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, they'll sit out there and that's like a major event to them, you know, eating pizza and just hanging out. You know what I mean?
And I've been invited to go out there and watch, and I haven't made
that
yet.
It's things that we take for granted, but they love it, you know. You know, and I just, I enjoy watching them. You know, I'll sit there at the snack bar or whatever and just watch. And I just love watching them. You know, they'll come up and I'll get high fives from people I don't even, you know, but I'm high fiving them and, you know, and
these folks
telling them great shot, you know. And like I say, I don't know them from Adam, but I don't care, you know.
They don't want to be treated any differently. I mean, like I said, they are human beings just like you and me.
Absolutely.
Every one of us has some kind of a disability.
We sure do, yeah.
And my disability is different than yours, sure. And yours is different than what a lot of those folks that attend Marca.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Like I say, they're just wonderful to be around, and they're always, you know, they always got a hug for you, you know, or something. And like I say, I was out there, gosh, what was it? Early March, I think. I want to say I was out there, and like I say, I'm getting high fives from people that I had no idea, but because I went there to watch, like I say, some friends of mine, and you know, there were some other, and I didn't care, you know. I mean, I was just enjoying watching them, and you know, and it was a great time. So,
well, other than the job aspect, the job I'll be moving into once we get a CDL driver to replace me.
Tell us about
that. Is community integration.
Yeah.
And we get people out into the community doing volunteer work of different kinds, such as.
And your job will be to try to place them in that. Is that right?
Well, to take them there.
Yeah,
to ask people, you know, do you want to go?
If they need anybody, you know, or whatever.
Kind of, I guess you could say, liaison between the people that are needing help and the people that will be willing to help.
I got you.
And
I was going to say, how was the community? I mean, has that went pretty well so far?
Oh, that goes very well.
Good.
I mean, it's these folks look forward to doing these things. Last week, I was at the Ohio Bird Sanctuary.
Okay.
Up on Orweiler Road.
Oh, man. Is that like 314 in that area? Is that...
It's not far from 314.
Because I used to work in Mansfield, and I'd always pass that sign.
It used to be a Boy Scout camp.
Yeah, I'd always pass that sign that said, you know, and so I never stopped. I always wanted to stop there, but I'd always see some people out once in a while with those, you know, with the
binoculars.
Yeah, looking at them there. They park it, and they're off the side of the road there. They were, you know.
So we go there, and we do volunteer work, answering the phones.
Oh, okay.
Picking up sticks, sweeping, pulling weeds, that kind of thing we do at that facility.
Okay. Man.
There is a Ray Melton horse farm that works with people with small kids with developmental situations.
They help out around the farm?
Well, what our people do there is mostly go around with the people that are riding the horses and kind of make sure they don't fall off.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I guess we do some of the – we don't clean stalls, but, other things like
some
that.
Some small chores or whatever that need. Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
In Heritage Hall, I haven't gotten to take anybody there yet, but we send people over there to help clean, you know, move things, that sort of thing.
Okay. For events that they might have coming up or whatever.
Right, or just general.
General, okay. All
right. Dusting even, you know, whatever they need done.
Right.
So we're always looking for places like that to take people, to volunteer, to help out. So
they could just call Marca?
You most certainly can, and right now I don't have the number in front
of
me.
That's all right.
But look it up online, Marca Industries. And I believe it's .org.
Okay.
So you can check that out. There's a wide range of people that are at Marca, from what we call high functioning to less than high functioning, I'll say. A lot of different situations there.
Yeah.
But like I said, once you work in that area,
yeah,
you fall in love and don't, yeah, want to leave it. So,
oh yeah, I could see how that would easily, how you would easily be, you know,
mm-hmm,
I don't know if attracted is the word, you know, but you could easily be
drawn in.
Drawn in, yeah, that's maybe that's a better, okay, word. Yeah, you know, to, yeah.
And most of those folks, one other thing about them is that they have a perception of when you're not feeling well or if you're upset, and you always get, oh, how are you, Mike? What's wrong, Mike? You know, or whatever your name happens,
right,
to be.
Yeah.
So it's quite an experience. And again, check out that website. And if you would like to take a tour of Marka, I'm sure that can be arranged. There are folks there that would be glad to show you around. When I went there, I was just amazed at what all they do. It's just, it's really awesome.
Yeah, I can, excuse me, I can believe that. I went to, in the past, oh gosh, when I was young, I went to a lot of functions out there. They had, you know, my aunt and uncles at the time were always big into CB, so they always had the jamboree out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I always went to that, and my dad was, he was a CBer, so he'd always go out there, and it just, I was always amazed how, you know, how you know, large, because it looks deceiving from the road. You don't really know until you actually get inside there and see how big that place, mm-hmm, you know. And we'd always, like, you know, when we were younger, we was always walking around looking, you know, and we'd end up at, sure, the cafeteria or, you know, or just one of the classrooms at the time, you know, or something. And, you know, boy, oh boy.
Well, I don't think that it's undisclosable at this time, but Marka will be moving probably within the next year.
Really?
To a new facility. The facility we're in is way too big for what we're doing.
Okay.
And not cost effective.
Okay.
So just a little east of there on the other side of the road is what's called the Beidler Center.
Yeah.
And
I'm familiar with that.
We'll
place.
Be adding on to that building.
Okay.
And
they're going to move everything there?
Yes. I mean, okay. It'll be a more efficient operation, I think.
Is that a subsidiary? What do they do there?
Well,
the Beidler Center.
The Beidler Center right now is the County Board of DD has offices in there.
Okay. But what was initially, I guess, what was it built? I don't know if that's the right way.
Well, that building originally was a Case tractor dealership, I remember many years ago.
Is that what it was?
Okay. Yes.
But, yeah, what is that Beidler? Do they help people with development of this? I mean, what is
it? It's an office where a lot of the county board folks have their offices.
Right, right.
And okay. They work out there. When Marka and the county board were one, we were together, we did a lot of work. There's a big garage in the back, and there's, okay, another big room,
right,
where they did a lot of jobs down there as, okay, well, but we don't do that there
now
anymore.
What's going to happen to the existing facility? Is it going to go for sale? Is it going
to, well, the that'll be up to the county commissioners. They,
okay,
they own that. That
oh,
would be
that was, okay,
up to them and the board of DD,
okay,
what they do with
all
it.
Right,
so
okay.
That I can't speak for.
I didn't know
for.
If the senior center, if they'd maybe, you know.
The senior center is, I don't know. That might be a possibility.
I didn't
know
if they may be add on to the scene. Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, yeah, you know, because boy, that's a nice campus. I mean, that's, you,
yeah,
know, that's I didn't know that. That'll be a nice move, though, I think, because that's a beautiful building right there, that Beidler Center.
Oh yeah, it's a very nice building, and when it's added on, it'll be built in such a way to better suit the needs of 2019.
Yeah.
As compared to when,
so as far as the updating and stuff, and it'll be more modern, and,
right,
you know, stuff,
and
like that.
And more cost efficient.
That's what you said. Yeah, more,
smaller facility.
Uh-huh.
The lights will probably be, I'm going to guess, LED, so you won't have the cost of running fluorescent,
sure,
lights.
Sure.
Just,
which in the long run is going to save you a ton of money on your electric,
yes,
bill. Yeah, because, yes, it seems like that's what a lot of these major facilities and even homes and stuff are going to now.
Mm-hmm.
I see it on a daily basis. They come in and, you know, I was talking to him because a friend of mine from Marion, you know, works with me there in the electric. He works in the electrical department, and he said that, you know, they're almost obsolete anymore finding anything but an LED.
Oh, right.
You know.
Oh, the light is so much better, and the...
he said it puts out more, I can't never say that word, is it lumination?
Luminous?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's luminous.
Luminous, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He said that these LED bulbs, in that way, they're more efficient than...
Right,
you know,
right,
than...
And being the being part of the Morrow County Historical Society, we're hoping to change all of our 4-foot fluorescent
tubes going to go to that.
Over to LED.
Yeah, yeah.
Partially because of the electric cost, but also fluorescent's very hard on colors and dyes and things like that.
Well, he talked me into it. I think my apartment here now to help kind of, you know, cut some costs too. I think I'm going to go with these. I don't know. I call them the candy cane bulbs.
Yes.
He was telling me that the savings over time with those, and I was looking at the packaging, and my goodness, you save so much. You know, I mean, I think it said over time. I want to say over a year's time or something, or a couple of years, whatever. You save 300 and some, maybe over 5 years. Maybe that is.
That's not unbelievable. You know, I believe that. Yeah.
I think what I'm going to. I only got a couple of lights, but I think I'm going to change all the bulbs and put those in, and then I got a little table lamp that I think I'm going to.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
every little bit like that helps for sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Marka is just remarkable. Like I said, if people want to take a tour, please go to the website. I don't have information in front of me because I wasn't prepared today.
Right, but you think it's .org though, right? Marka .org.
I think it's Marka Industries.org.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yes.
Well, like I say, I'm sure anymore the way technology is, just Google it, you know. And
sure.
I'm sure it'll pop right up or whatever. But that whole area out there is getting built up really nice. Is that overpass complete yet, or is
the overpass is not complete?
Okay,
and the road down below is a little rough.
Okay,
but it'll sure be nice when that's done.
Yeah, so. I mean, because I've seen sometimes that traffic out there can get a little congested once in a while. You know, with that, you got the River Valley baseball complex right there.
Yes,
and then you got the Marion Industrial Center right there.
And back to Pole Lane Road. Sometimes it goes across Pole Lane Road, waiting for a train. So I think Marion will be very glad to have that.
And I know a couple of years there, I announced those 55 and over softball games.
Oh, yeah.
And it got congested there once in a while, you know, when the trains from the, you know.
Sure.
And just the traffic there, you know, and I'm sure that'll be a godsend to those guys because they always were kind of uneasy or upset about the, you know, the traffic or whatever out there. So anything to limit that, I think, would be.
So those ball fields, there are some pretty big events going that are statewide and so on.
Yeah, they when I was out there, Mike, I just did it on a local level as far as the announcing goes. But I guess I talked to them one year, and I guess they have a big popcorn festival tournament that they attract teams from all over, and the 4th of July, I want to say they have a big tournament, and which they'd asked me, but I with my work schedule I couldn't do it, but they wanted me to announce some games for that. But I guess, and I feel bad about saying this, but I told him when I first started, boy, I had the wrong perception, because, you know, I was always thinking when I was younger, 55, you know, you're in a rocking chair, and not these guys, man. These guys were still, I mean, there was people.
Now watch it there. I'm over 55, you know.
Well, there was people out there, I mean, still competitive, you know, 65, 70, you know, I mean, because one night is 55 and over out there, and then on the next night is 60 and over, I think, or 65 and over.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So. I mean, you can keep fit and in shape.
Sure.
Into your 70s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if obviously I've not been working on it, but if you work on it, you can.
Yeah. Well, I just got a kick out of it. I would go out there and announce the games, and then I'd maybe think of some nicknames for them once in a while, or you know, I'd play a certain kind of music for this guy. You know?
Oh yeah,
they love it.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. I did that for a couple of years, and that was a lot of fun. So, but I could always tell out there, like you say, you get, you know, and somebody would come by in a car, a loud car or something, and you'd have to kind of wait till they went by.
Right.
And then, you know, so that's why I said about the traffic being congested. Of, you know, so that's why I'm sure that they'll be really, really thankful for that, just because, you know, in that sense. And but that whole area out there is beautiful. That complex is really nice there, and that whole Pole Lane area, they're building up really nice. They're starting to get some businesses and things, and
right, and
with Harding High School being out there now, and you know, and
I wonder what will happen where that little dog kennel was right there on the corner.
I see they got a sign there now.
It's a for sale sign.
Yeah,
I could see a little convenience store right there. Wouldn't that be nice?
What a buddy of mine always talked about, and it's long been torn down now, but he always thought that if you bought that area where that, what was that hotel that used to be there?
Oh, okay, the No-Tel Hotel. No, I mean, what was it, the highway something, I think.
Courtesy Inn, I think. But he always thought that a nice mall would go nice right there. You know, just
right off 23.
Yeah, just a few little stores.
I see what you're saying.
He thought a pizza place would be nice, right, you know, just to kind of put that on all in that
ice cream.
Yeah,
maybe ice cream.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Well, there's not now.
Butter pecan.
Well, now there. With
just
the,
saying.
With the caboose being gone now, there's
right.
There's nothing out here.
Well, I would imagine a lot of those kids go over to Speedway, since Speedway's that
sure.
close too. So
yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
if they could compete with Speedway.
Well, you never know. But still, sometimes I could remember those games at Garfield. You know, people take orders and go over there, you know, and come back with ice. You know, you get sundaes and
sure.
you know, things like that. And now there's really, you know, now you, like you said, you got to go there, and if you want like a ice cream sandwich, you know, or something, they have that kind of stuff, but no real like homemade, you know, ice cream or whatever. I mean,
I know where the Little Red Caboose is, by the way.
Oh yeah,
yes.
you have it. Oh,
I don't have
oh, you
it.
You don't
no.
have it. Okay.
No. It's actually on Fairground Street, and I'll let you look go up and down Fairground Street, see if you can
find
see it.
It. Okay. That's the mission for people.
There you go.
Yeah, I ran into a guy at work the other day that retired from Smith Dairy there, and he was telling me the story about that. About the you know, about the Red Caboose. They're towards the end, you know, about because they rented the land, I guess, from Smith's. And
oh, okay.
So
they probably use Smith's dairy products.
Well, that, he said that was the agreement that they had.
Okay.
Was for it to set there, is that they had to, for it to be there, and they gave him a really good deal on that. They had to use their products.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, you know, that's what he was telling me. But he said they're towards the end. It changed hands. And you know, the one guy and his wife ran it, and they were getting older, and then somebody else got it, and they didn't take care of it as well as, you know, they did. So we were talking about that, because I just couldn't believe over the years how it just deteriorate, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it sat there for, what, 3 or 4 years? And just,
quite a while.
You know, nobody. And then that's when he was saying how that the one people were going to buy it for their niece or nephew or something, or I don't know, and... So I ended up talking to this guy. He had like 30-some years at Smith's, so he was telling me the story about it. And I couldn't believe it, though.
Well, Terry, I'm going to tell you about something that I have in mind that we might do with this show here eventually.
Okay.
I run it by Scott.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard about it or not. I was thinking I could stand to lose some weight.
Yeah?
I used to have a size 32 waist. Now it's... We'll just say it's bigger than that.
Okay. All right.
And I'd like to get back to something close to that. I'm looking for somebody that is a weight that can counsel people on weight loss.
Sure.
And
sure.
so on to come on.
Yeah.
And work with me.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of I don't know how long, we would have some shows, probably not every week, but every
right.
other week or something. Focusing on weight loss,
track your progression, and stuff.
And I would announce
yeah,
how
yeah,
well I'm doing.
Good, yeah. almost
I would
like
be,
the Biggest Loser type thing.
Well,
or something
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would, you know, I'd be honest if I didn't lose any or if I gained, I would let you know that as well.
Okay.
I
think that could easily be done. I mean,
I would like. I think that'd be a. See, I'm not very. I don't have a lot of.
Someone
discipline.
Wanted to come on and promote their business or something, and you know, and
so. If there's anybody out there that would like to help me with the weight loss,
get a hold of
Mike. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you my personal email address.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead.
So I don't usually do this,
sure.
but I will for
sure.
this because I'm very serious.
Okay.
And I want to get somebody in here to do this. So if you are ready to write that down,
uh-huh.
I'll give you just a minute. It's a very simple email. MikeWilson60@yahoo.com. MikeWilson60@yahoo.com is my email address. And if somebody would like to come on the air and work with me on that, I think, you know, it would not only help myself, but you might be able to pass along some information that can help other people that are listening.
Well,
as
like
well.
A nutritionalist or something,
sure.
you know, something like that.
I would be glad to have somebody call
a personal trainer, a nutritionalist,
sure.
something like that. Yeah, absolutely. There's so many of those popping up anymore. I'm sure we got several in this town that would.
Right.
You know.
You know what? I'll even take before and after pictures or progressive pictures
and put them on sure.
on our Facebook.
I'll be up for something like that for, you know, to because I could still stand, you know, sure.
Well, Terry, maybe you and I can work on them together if we get
some way. Yeah, sure. Let's absolutely.
I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to offend you.
No.
But you could. I've lost
some already, quite a bit. But I could definitely still stand to lose some more. Sure, you never. I mean, absolutely.
And like I'm saying, it could be a public affairs thing to help other people with some of these ideas.
Yeah.
And maybe you can lose weight along with Mike. Maybe we could even post pictures of folks that are out there that are taking this advice and using it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are several possibilities.
I'm sure there's some tips that we could do that, you know.
Yeah.
Because one thing I'm getting ready to do is I'm going to invest in a bike. I'm going to start riding a bike, I think.
Well, I need to do that. I have one, my old one I had when I was a teenager. I'd like to get the thing restored. And I live out in the country. I can go out on the back roads and that sort of thing.
Where I'm at down there, I'm in Delaware. Where I'm at down there, there's a my complex is pretty nice. And then also, too, there's all kinds of bike paths and stuff down right by where I'm at. So that leads to different little communities and things that. So that's what I'm going to do. I set a goal for myself by the 1st of June. I want to have a nice bike. So.
Okay.
I shouldn't say this, but for celebrating my 20-year tenure at my job, mm-hmm. my dad got me an Amazon gift card.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to find one on Amazon.
Ah, there you go.
So.
There you go. Amazon can be.
But, yeah, I want to find one with like an extra wide, you know, like padded seat, if I can, you know, and. But
I could use that too.
Well, because I looked around here, and of course, you know, with my weight, I just didn't know if there was any around here that would support my weight or not.
Right.
And unfortunately, there was nobody here because I just went to like Walmart and Meijer. I didn't go to the actual specialty bike places because I wanted to try to keep the cost as low as I could, too, you know.
Right.
So, but I was hoping to talk to somebody to see. Because I wanted to see what I needed to do as far as getting one that will support my weight and, you know, things like that. But that's my goal is.
Okay. So that's something we can possibly.
Let's work on
we
that.
We need
definitely.
Somebody to work with us, Terry,
yes,
to help us to make our goals.
Let's definitely do that.
And like I said, my discipline is just terrible.
Well, what I'm thinking.
I mean, if I see food, I eat it.
Yeah. Well, what I'm thinking, Mike, is there somebody from the YMCA that maybe would want to come on?
Well, there could be. Maybe there's somebody even listening.
Yeah. From the YMCA or. The Marion Racket and Health Club? I don't know if it's still called that or not.
Yeah,
but
there are.
If it isn't, I apologize. I don't.
There
know
are different.
Yeah,
places like that.
There's
Marion.
A few small like private gyms.
Right.
I think
there's the one over by Ollie's, and I can't think of Fleet. No, it's not Fleet.
Is it Power? No.
I can't think of the name of it.
I know where you're talking about. Yeah,
but you know, somebody from one of these places. You know,
Papa,
we'd love to hear from you and see if you can help us out.
Yeah, or what's Planet Fitness or
Planet
this,
Fitness,
yeah,
that's
or this,
what it is.
Or this
yeah.
24-hour fitness, I see.
Right.
Yeah, one of those two, sure, absolutely. Like I say, because I'm for me, my thing is just when you work crazy hours and you come home and you're tired, the first thing your instinct automatically is you want to eat.
Well, I want to sit down, then I get up to eat. But yes, okay.
Yeah,
kind something of the same. Different order,
to,
but yeah,
to that effect, you know, or whatever. Yeah, so that's where if you're going to do something like that, maybe making different choices than what you choose to eat, maybe.
And
might
that
be.
Is part of what I need to do.
Yeah,
but I know what I like and I eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I
think it's that thing in your brain that's saying, you know, and if you could change that thinking somehow. And that's where we need help. We need someone to tell us to, you know, what can we do to curb that? You know, is it muscle memory? Is it, what is it? I mean, there's got to be something that triggers that, you know. Now, a lot of people will probably say, oh, just don't eat. Well, it's easier said than done.
Well, it's like a cigarette smoker, okay?
Yeah.
I wish every cigarette smoker would stop smoking.
Sure.
But they're not going to.
Right?
Because they crave that. It's,
yes,
it's a habit they've had for, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like cigarette smoke, but I don't have a problem with people that smoke.
Right.
But it's similar with possibly us and eating.
Absolutely,
I mean, we have to eat, but.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But like I say, we don't have to eat all bad stuff, you know.
Right.
I mean, we can, you know, we need someone to tell us, you know, what, like what I want someone to do is tell me based on my weight and stuff, what's my calorie intake? I mean,
okay.
How many calories should I buy? And what are those calories? I mean, what do they suggest, you know, for breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, snacks, things like that? I know these shakes are popular now. Are they, is that the way to go? I don't know. I mean,
but I know it's a combination thing, not just what you eat, but getting more exercise.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All these things. And I think that if my listeners are listening in, I'm going to want to show off. Plus, I'll be accountable to them. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure, sure.
Maybe
we can put a chart up somewhere.
Well, we can and, do that. Know, yeah. And have it online.
Yeah, we'll video it.
So people
it,
can
sure.
see.
We'll video it.
And, Terry, are you in on this
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I'm in.
Are we going to?
I'm in. Let's do
okay.
it. Yeah.
Once again, you can either get a hold of the station here or you can email me at MikeWilson60@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Sure.
I mean, even if we have a panel of two or three people,
absolutely,
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But Terry and I
absolutely
are looking for that help.
Well, what I would like also too, and I don't even know how to explain it, but also too, somebody that can, as far as your body goes, I mean, to make sure that everything is aligned, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a chiropractor, but just somebody that, you know, because maybe, you know, maybe something's wrong. That's why, you know, that's why you're not, you know, your eating habits are, I don't
well,
know
that
if
could
it's
be a, part of
I
it.
Don't know if it's affiliated with
that
it
could
or
be
not,
part
but
of
you
it.
Know, but I mean, if
I know that if I lost this weight, I'd feel better. Now, you know, I am pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
I have high cholesterol.
Okay.
And my doctor has told me that if I lose the weight,
yeah,
both of those wouldn't completely go away, but they would be less severe.
Well, I know for myself, I left work about a year and a half ago. I had my blood sugar had skyrocketed to 321.
Oh, my.
You know, I went to work this day. I just didn't feel well. I was very, 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 very obese, we'll just say. And I went to work and I couldn't get, my eyes were just really blurry. I couldn't focus. I had the sweats and everything. I couldn't get over it. So I asked permission to leave work early. They granted me the permission. I went immediately to the emergency room. They got me in a room that, you know, everybody, the staff and manager was great. Cause I drove all the way back home to go to the emergency room instead of going Lewis. Mm-hmm. Cause I wanted to be back in Marion. So anyway, the doctor, he does the thing and checks everything and comes back in. He's like, well, we determine what the problem is. He told me what the problem. And I asked him, I said, is that number high? And of course his response was, well, absolutely it is. And I said, is it the highest number you ever seen? No. So what's the highest number you ever seen? He said, 1,400.
Oh, my.
He said, time, you're in a diabetic coma. At that
I
time,
bet.
You know?
Yeah.
But he said, that my determination, you know, he got me back to, you know, gave me some water, things like that or whatever. And I sat there and for a while. He got down to like 205, something like that, which was still high, but it was good enough to go home.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave me some instructions on what to do, you know, some medicine and stuff to take. And so then I went to my doctor, my personal family physician, and at this time I just told myself I got to lose this weight. I got to do something. So at the time, 408 pounds I was at the time.
Mm-hmm. Where are you now, if I can ask?
275.
275. I'm at 250.
Yeah, 275 right now. So that's, you know, and that was a year and a half, this past January, because I'd had some things happen in my life, and I was like, oh, my God, I wasn't feeling well, and I knew I was going to be the next one to.
Yeah, I know part of that.
So,
you've had some things to go through. Well, let me tell you about some events going on.
Yeah, go
on
ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Wrap it up for us here. Yeah.
The we have about four and a half minutes.
Okay.
The Vietnam. How do you pronounce it? Vietnam or Vietnam?
Vietnam. I say okay. Vietnam, yeah.
Veterans of America Chapter 1117 has a breakfast the last Saturday of every month from 7:30 to 10:30 at the VFW Post 7201. That's at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. It's open to the public. Again, that's the last Saturday of every month, starting at 7:30, going to 10:30. And the picture they have there looks absolutely delicious.
I was getting ready to say that they always have a nice turnout for that. I know some people that go to that. They always have a great turnout for that. So,
And another one I have here in front of me, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank. And, you know, we were talking about Marka. This is another thing. Marka helps package this stuff for
Mid-Ohio Food Bank.
In partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, has a free produce market the second Saturday of every month, from 12 to 2, that at the Logos Christian Ministries. That's at 582 Lee Street in Marion. Free fresh food to local individuals and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork required. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide name and number of people in their family. So there are a couple
Okay, and then Mike, give us your info as far as the show goes.
As far as the show?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's every Monday from approximately 5:15 till 6. And you never know what we're going to be talking about.
Right. Well, also, too, they can stream us.
Yeah, you can stream us live. We do have go to the archive on our site.
Absolutely.
Which is
www.wgh1071.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's right there in that sign.
Yeah.
See that, people? Here, let me hold the microphone up there.
And then they just need the TuneIn app, which is a free app.
Well, you know what? I don't even have the TuneIn app, and I can play it.
Right. I think you can. Yeah, you can play it.
And it has an archive of all the shows that have been on for the last several years. And it's really amazing. You can go back and, you know, if you missed a show or if there was a show of particular interest to you, you can go back and find it and play it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing right there.
Our thing with Tony Pacos, I'm sure, is probably on there.
Yes, it is.
That was a great time.
That was fun. That was a ball.
Like I said, that guy you interviewed, he was really knowledgeable about.
Yeah, he had a lot of history.
He was a good, yeah. And just that whole place up there, wasn't it awesome? I mean, it was just.
It was. And I'd like to go back up just to go up there.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, I think the one I would like to go to, if I had a chance, was, remember they said they had the one at the Toledo Mud Hens Stadium.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they have a Tony Pacos. So I'd like to go there, watch the Mud Hens, but do, you know, at that Tony Pacos there. It's called Pacos at the Park, I think he called it.
I do believe I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think I'd like to do that if I was going to go back up there again.
And you never know, you might run into Jamie Farr while you're there.
Yeah. He said he comes back quite frequently, so. But go ahead, Mike. I mean, yeah.
Terry, are there any upcoming events with WWGH that maybe we can share?
Yeah, no.
I know we have some things
right.
In
we
the
got
working.
Some things in the hopper, but nothing I can really because we're still kind of in the what do you call it, the negotiate? I don't know if you call it that, but we're still kind of in the thought process and stuff like that. So you'll hear about them. I mean, they're good stuff. It's good stuff. Just right now, can't really say anything. I mean, but.
And be listening to my friend Weasel Boy that's on
Saturday
morning from 7 till 10, I believe.
Yep, 7:15 to 10, I believe.
7:15 to 10, that's right. Weez and I go way back. We were friends working at a different station many, many years ago.
Yep, don't forget this, like I say, this Mike Wilson show every Monday.
Yes.
5:10, is that right, Mike? 5:10 to 6:10?
5:10, 5:15, someplace in there, depending on how long the news is and so on. So, you know, it varies. But, Fred,
you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Mary.